There, testing mic 1, 3.
Testing mic 2, testing mic 2, 1, 2, 3.
Can't be affording to pay people overtime out here.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Down and Dirty. I hope you guys have had a wonderful week, a wonderful day. We here in the U.S., in New Jersey to be exact, had our first summer day yesterday. It was our first hot day. It was amazing. The vibes were felt across the nation. I would say we didn't have a big snowy winter, but this winter was definitely cold. It was brick central. I think it was probably one of the coldest winters we've had. So anywho, the day was great. The vibes have been awesome. And this week, I have a very special guest. And I feel like I say that every time, but everyone that has been on the podcast is very, very, very special to me and my life. But today's guest has been in my life for years. I think more than 10 for sure. And we're still here. And it's been awesome. It's been a wonderful ride. I love him. He's my best friend. And he is going to introduce himself. So when you're ready, if you could please tell us who you are, where are you from, and where are you from doesn't have to be exact. It can just be a state. And how are you feeling today?
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Justin. I'm from Jersey, and I'm feeling really good to be here. It's about time I'm here on the podcast. It only took 10 episodes, but it's okay.
This is the biggest diva in my life. So I was trying to tell him that he's starting like the next 10, which is so awesome. Like, wow, 10 episodes in. This is crazy. There was once upon a time I had 0, and now I literally have 10. And that means I've had 10 important conversations, and you guys that have tuned in have heard so many stories, and 10 different stories, 10 different conversations, 10 different POVs on life and situations, and that's all I could really ask for. So, yes, Justin is here. He is here with me today. Justin is a hard-working man, so it's hard to catch him. But it just so happened that I caught him today, and he's here, and we're excited, and we're going to record this. Now, I'm doing things a little different this episode. I was telling Justin that usually I have the questions already planned out for the pod. But this week, I just wanted to do something kind of just different, kind of just test myself and see what I can bring to you guys without preparing before, which is always good to prepare before, but I think Justin and I are able to have different types of, have different types of conversations, go with the flow. So yeah, we're here and we're going to do that for you, and it's going to be a vibe. So Jess, you're feeling good today.
I'm feeling great.
Yes. What do you want to say to the people? First thing on your mind right now. You're on the pod, Down and Dirty. How do you want to start this off?
Well, first, I want to say that I don't know what I want to say. Wow, you caught me off guard already. I don't know. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's listening is going to be, you know, intrigued in what we have to say. I'm excited to see what Yancy has to question on me. I asked to try to get a little bit of info first, but she wouldn't break, so I have no idea what I'm in for.
Because it's nobody's business.
Right, as she said.
Have to wait. Everyone's always asking, what are we going to talk about? Well, it wouldn't be fun if I told you, because then you're going to think about it.
Facts. But we got to be prepared. We try and be prepared.
And this week, guess who's not prepared?
You.
The host is not prepared this week. To be fair, it was just one of those weeks where I wasn't really feeling well for all my girlies. The period week is just hard, and there was a lot going on at work, all good stuff. And then I gym every day, so it was that too. And then I was home exhausted, and my mind was just not here. So I think we can be real. I think sometimes when you set your mind to do something, there's a lot of pressure that you have to do it right, and that you have to be prepared, and you know, you have to be consistent, and you have to do this. But we also have to acknowledge the days that you're just like, no, I can't do it today.
Facts.
You know?
That wants to be me every day.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so first with my dear friend Justin here, I guess we'll give you guys a little bit about our friendship. So we met in the 8th grade.
13 years ago.
Who's counting?
I thought of that earlier when he said, I don't know how long.
Okay, well, to be fair, he knew the exact amount of years because he's a lot better with numbers than I am. So he probably did that math real
seconds.
Quick where I just guessed and said 10. But yes, we have known each other for 13 years. We've always been best of buds. He's my family, honestly. He's not
she is mine.
Yes, we are each other's family. This is forever. And Justin has been there through the craziest and just all moments of my life, honestly, whether it was during high school, during college, post college, present day. If there's one consistent variable of my life, it's this man right here. That you can't see, but he's here.
Don't make me cry.
Right. But yeah, he has been there. He's the person that I cry to, yell to, confide in. I mean, I call, he runs. So that's definitely friendship. He's definitely taught me what it is to be a loyal, good friend. Like, I can't even begin to describe to you guys what kind of friend Justin is. It's unreal. Like, people say I'm a good friend. I think he surpasses me. Like, he is just down. Like, whatever you need, he's going to be there with whatever he can do. So
try.
Thank you for being that person in my life. Make sure you're up in the volume.
Got you.
Thank you for being that person in my life. And you're amazing. I love you. I couldn't imagine living this life without you next to me. So
me either. I love you too.
13 amazing years. So anywho, some of the things that I have learned from Justin, other than being a good friend, is kind of just going through adulthood alone, in a sense. I think Justin has made a lot of big decisions in his 20s, and he hasn't been afraid, and he always kind of pulls through them no matter what gets thrown at him. And this is him present day today is probably the healthiest, most focused, committed version of Justin that we've all seen in a while for all of us that are around him. So yeah, he's doing really great for himself. And I want to talk about how it felt making the decision to move out of state.
I knew that would probably be one of the topics that you'd ask me about.
Yeah. Well, with adulthood, I think a lot of people, me, myself, and I, are considering what would it be like leaving Jersey? I think I left it for Philly to go to school, but
that's different.
Yeah. You know, I've been itching to just kind of see if there's a new city I want to explore. And I want to talk about that. So how did it feel when you finally said, yes, I'm going to Florida?
So Florida specifically felt a little, I can say maybe a little more closer to my heart than I guess anywhere else, because I wanted to move to Florida for years. Like, my mom always teased us that we were going to move to Florida growing up. She said that we were going to move after high school, and we just never did. So Florida was actually the first like far state that I went to visit. And when I went to visit, I thought it was amazing. It was beautiful. The weather was beautiful. It was a great change in scenery. And like, you know, I always wanted to live there because I always thought I would end up living there. So after that, I ended up going another time, which being the second time I went there. And that's when I decided that I wanted to move there. I was very excited. I was scared, of course, because that's a big move. You know, you're moving to a completely different state with no family, away from all your friends, away from all your family, like to know pretty much no one. Thankfully, I was lucky enough to have like a handful of people that I knew there. But it was a very easy decision just because of the time that we were at, because I was pre-COVID. So we got a really good deal on where I was going to move. So we took advantage of that. And I honestly would recommend for anyone to move out of state at least once, because I feel like I had a very deep feeling of wanting to leave Jersey and create a new scenario for myself. And when I finally got to do that, I was more content with coming back home, if that makes sense. Like, I did it. I got to experience it. I thought it was great. Do I ever want to move there again? Maybe, maybe not. I think if I could pack up all my friends and family, I would move anywhere in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, life is great, but with no friends or family in your life, like, honestly, what kind of life is that?
Yeah.
Because, like, there's no one to share it with.
Yeah. Some people are really content with that aloneness in their life, which you come from a pretty big family.
Yeah.
So since you were little, you've experienced family. You're also the youngest in your immediate family, but that's next conversation. I think that was really brave, moving to Florida. It's a big decision, like you said.
Definitely.
You did get a good deal. I do remember that. How did it go about work? Did you go with a job or?
No, I didn't. So I literally,
in true Justin fashion,
I had no plans for jobs at all. So I came back from that vacation. So, all right. So fun fact, I went on the vacation. I went for, I think I want to say it was 8 days, maybe. When I got there, my friend that was there, I visited her and we were just like, I need to live here, because this was now my second time going back to Florida. So when I tell you I got out that airplane, I opened the door and feeling that weather, feeling the vibe, I felt like I was home. So I was telling that to my friend and she was like, oh, you should just move here. And I was like, don't play with me, like, because I will, you know me. And sure enough, literally 2 days later, she convinced me to move there and I started looking for apartments immediately. It was on a Wednesday that I woke up and I sat pretty much the whole day with my laptop just searching all of the available apartments around that area in Orlando. And I went, I sent in a couple applications on Wednesday. By that Thursday, they told me they got the application. By that following Sunday, they called me like, oh yeah, you've been approved and you can move in this Thursday. I was just like, I was back in Jersey. That was my first day back in Jersey. They called me. They're like, you can move in this Thursday. I was like, well, I definitely can't move this Thursday, but I'm definitely going to move in. And literally that day, like, I had to make a very big decision, which was going to be whether I wanted to move to Florida or not. And I made the decision to move. So I went straight to my job and I was like, so I'm moving to Florida. So I'm giving you my 2 weeks. Well, effective immediately. Like, I got the place already. I sent in the down payment. And by the end of this month, I'll be moving in. So had a good amount of money put away, you know, because it was during COVID time. So everybody was getting a good money back from the state and all that with the refund checks. So we took advantage of that. And we kind of just lived off of that for, like, I want to say maybe 2 months. And I didn't have to work. And let me tell you, it was great not having to work for 2 months.
Your maternity.
My maternity. Like, that shit was great. But then it got to a point where we're like, okay, it's time to go back to work.
Yeah.
And what was scary was everyone that we knew or anyone in general would say, like, oh, you're not going to find a job so easily. You're not going to find a job. Like, it's so hard to find a job in Florida, blah, 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 blah. I literally applied to a place and got a job within a week. Like, it's really not that hard. I guess it's harder depending on what background you have with work, what's your experience,
what
you're looking for, like what you're going to settle for. But I was just looking for a job in the same thing that I was already in. So it was pretty easy for me. Literally a week later, I got a job.
That is insanity.
Yeah.
A week later, having a job, 2 months not working sounds awesome.
2 months not working in Florida.
In Florida. That's a big difference. Yeah. Well, that's good. You were able to go get your job. How long were you there for?
In Florida?
Yeah.
Almost a full 2 years.
Also, let me just stop you right there and say that I had just came back from Philly after I was there for 4 years. And even
Literally.
Though he did come up and see me, or I would see him when I would come home, on rare occasion, I literally moved back.
And I moved away.
To Florida.
Like, not even a couple months after.
Like,
she moved back.
What was that punishment? I don't get it. But anywho, so yes, my life started here in Jersey. His ended. And how long were you in Florida for?
I was in there, I want to say, almost for a full 2 years. It was like a year and maybe like 6 or 7 months.
Okay. And if you could describe that experience in 3 words, what would you say the Florida journey was like?
I would definitely say it was exciting. It was definitely scary. And it was very educational.
What are some of the things that you're willing to share that you learned? It could be about anything.
In Florida, I learned how to be completely independent, which was one of my very big reasons for wanting to move there in general. I wanted to see, you know, I wanted to test myself, see what I can get through, you know, what I can be successful in. What was the question again?
Why does this only happen? Literally. It was what I learned.
Okay, yeah, what I learned.
Bringing it back, y'all.
Right. Rewind.
So
I learned the stability. That's what I said before, right?
Independency.
Yeah. Well, stability is another thing I learned.
All right. Independency, stability.
I learned a lot about myself in general, too, honestly. Like, those were just things that I learned. But I learned about being able to be comfortable with being by myself, if that makes sense. You know, I had no family around. I had no friends around. There was only one other person I had around. And if that person wasn't around, it was just me. So I had to be 100% comfortable with being by myself a majority of the time that I was there. Which, honestly, I ended up liking. You know, not a lot of people take for granted the time that they need for themselves.
Yeah. I sometimes don't understand why it's so hard to feel good alone. When you're alone, you genuinely always have a good time. Mm-hmm. Because you're not having to give off energy to anyone. You don't have to maybe do stuff because, you know, the other person would
wanted like, maybe something
that,
else.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're just you. So what you want to do, if you want to rot in bed all day, you can do that. If you want to go for a walk with your headphones on, you can do that. But I've realized that as we get older, that's a reoccurring theme. Like, in the last couple podcasts, we've really been zoning in on adulting since we're all going through it. And being alone is so hard. I think I've only been out to eat by myself like 2-3 times because I'm so used to going out to eat with someone. And when I want to go by myself. I have all these anxious feelings. But when I do end up going, I have such a great time.
It's like perfectly fine, right?
Yeah.
It's all a matter of like just like the process of thinking like, oh, I have to go out by myself. Yeah. Like, who am I going to talk to? What am I going to do? Like, what do I think of?
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't realize that you need that time for yourself.
You do. It's almost like a recharge.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody on TikTok last night, I think it was TikTok. I forgot what I was looking at. But they were talking about bed rotting. And they were like, you shouldn't call it bed rotting. You should just call it recharging. Because we're all constantly just giving energy out to other people. Mm-hmm. And you know how sometimes there's those moments where you've been talking all day at work. Maybe after work you had a phone call with a family member or someone, and then you were yapping all the way there. And then if you go to the gym, then you go to the gym. And if you go with a friend, then you're talking to your friend. But then you get home and you just
don't want to talk to anyone.
Don't want to open your mouth. Just no.
Like, even the opposite, when you're home alone all day and you're not talking to anybody and you just continue not to want to talk to somebody for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's like home alone for the first half, but then the second half you're around everyone, but you don't want to be around everyone. You don't want to talk to anybody because you're just so used to just being in your own little shell for that whole morning.
Yeah.
You just want to remain in that shell.
Yeah. And the shell is good. So I don't know. I think we as people, when we, there's a lot of younger people in our lives now. There's people having babies, or, you know, I still have younger siblings. There's a lot of kids around us or just young adults that need to listen to the importance of being alone and being okay with being alone, because the more you go through in life, the more you sit back and realize that you are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may have your brother, your sister, your mother, your dad, your uncle, your grandma, your best friends, whatever it is. But in reality, everyone is just going to focus on their life.
Yep. At the end of the day, the only one true person you have in your life is yourself.
Yeah. And it might sound cliche, but it's so true. All the cliche tags are so true. Like, it's only you. And anything that you want to do is up to you.
Yep.
That's it. So what were some of the things that you did alone in Florida that you enjoyed?
I did take myself out a couple times to, on a date, like how you said, like you go out to eat on your own, and then sometimes that's hard to do. I did that a couple of times, tried a new couple of new places by myself. I did go out to the clubs a couple times by myself too. That was pretty interesting. I went to the movies. I'm not sure if in Florida or here. I mean, I did both, but I'm always going to the movies, whether I did by myself or not, but I'm pretty sure it was one or the other. There was one time that I went to the beach to meet a friend that I've never met in person before, and I just randomly packed up, went to the beach, and hoped for the best that this person wasn't going to murder me, and that was fun. It ended up being, and mind you, that friend was there with a group of his friends, and it was like 10 people, but that was a great time. I got sunburnt. We had a great time. We got drunk on the beach. It was one of those beaches that you could park your car to.
Yes.
So that we just sat there with the car open, playing music all day. Like, it was a vibe.
That does sound like a vibe.
Yeah. When you're alone, you tend to, you know, want to push yourself to do different things, because you don't always want to just be home watching TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great while you're doing it, but then you get tired of it once in a while.
Exactly. Now, what was the leading reason for coming back home?
Honestly, my friends and family. Like, I wouldn't say like I was very lonely, because obviously I had a couple of aunts and then I had my friend there that's basically like my cousin. But we didn't really see each other as much as we could have, because she lived like 20 minutes away, and like, so Florida 20 minutes and Jersey 20 minutes are like completely different. Because Florida, you're driving 20 minutes, but it's 20 miles. It's like a mile a minute. Whereas in Jersey, your 20 minutes is really only like 7 miles away.
Yeah.
So it's like, it feels faster, but it's the same amount of time, because you're driving a shorter distance.
Yes.
But like in Florida, when you're driving 20 miles in 20 minutes, like that's a long ass drive.
Yeah.
So like we didn't really like see each other as much as we could have. So like I was there by myself at the end of it, and it just got to the point where I felt like I was wasting time with the relationships and the relationships that I could have caught up on in Jersey, my experiences with my niece at that time, her growing and everything. Like there was just a lot that I could have been doing that I was just waiting for my lease to end, that I was just like, all right, I'm not gonna wait anymore. Like I miss my friends, I miss my family, I miss my mom, like I want to go home.
Yeah.
So I just packed up and planned it for that weekend and got the help that I needed to come home, and I came home. And honestly, I don't regret coming back home. Like, it was a great move. Like, I got it out of my system, and that's why I say I feel like everyone should move out of the state, because I feel like it's just something that people have to do. Like, it's something that you're not going to understand you need until you do. It's a sense of freedom that you will not understand you need or want until you genuinely do it.
Yeah.
Because now, like, I remember how I felt before I wanted to move. And I felt like I was trapped. I felt like there was, like, no big change that was going to happen for me in Jersey. Like, I lived in the same places that I lived for 20-plus years. Like, I needed a change of scenery. And when I got it and came back, like, I felt so content with where I was, because I knew how it was when I left Jersey. Like, I knew that no matter where I was still going to miss my friends. I was still going to miss my family. I was still going to miss the vibe of being around my friends and family. Like, if I could just pack them up and move to wherever I wanted to, like, I would be perfectly fine and not even worry about where I am.
Yeah.
But being that they're not there, like, that's what really made me want to move back home.
It definitely sucks not having your village with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think... When I think about moving, I really, 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 really want to move to Chicago. Okay.
Chicago.
Yes. Chicago. Literally, I don't know why. I've never been, but something just calls me there. And I want to go, but I just don't feel like I could be that far from my family. And it sucks to say, because a lot of people will say, oh, well, it's just a flight away. But ever since I had to move back home, I've genuinely enjoyed being so present in my family as a whole, but more so with Jaden.
Yeah, I get
I'm
that.
So present with his sports. It's like you said with your niece. There's just so many things you miss out on, and these little people in your life just start growing and you are so absent. But I don't know, maybe it's because if I were his age, I would want my village there.
Right.
Like, Jaden has, most of the time, all of us at his game, at his games. And I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had school events alone, whether it was sports, choir,
yep.
Whatever it was that I was
lucky enough if I got one parent to come.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And here we are, everyone gets ready for Jada's events, and we're all there front and center supporting him. Like, that must feel so freaking good. So I don't think I want to end that for him.
I feel that.
You know? But then it's just hard. It's a hard decision, because it could be very good for me. I think that sense of independency and being aloneness would benefit me tremendously, but then I think about him and I get sad.
So like that was another thing that really kind of held my decision with moving, because my niece was just born. She was, I think, not even a year old, or maybe a year old when I moved. It was hard for me to make that decision of moving so far and missing out on those times in her life when she was growing, or just times in my life in general with my family members. Like, I was genuinely afraid because of the time that we were living in COVID, where, like, God forbid I would have moved to Florida and someone in my family got really ill because of COVID. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people passed away because of it. And if I would have been in a different state living when someone in my family had passed away, I would have not necessarily felt guilty, but it would have hurt in a different way, because now I felt like I probably would have wasted time moving away when I could have been spending more time with that person. And I still feel that that way now, because I have lost family members a year or two after moving back, where those 2 years in Florida, I could have been spending time with that family member. But at the end of the day, life continues to grow on, and, you know, we still got to do what's best for ourselves at the end of the day. If that's something that we feel like we have to do to grow or become a better person in ourselves, like, always agree to, I always recommend to do it.
Yeah, that's very true. I think it's very important, and it's very hard.
Definitely.
But it's all for just the better within you. It's hard because when people pass, there's always that moment where you sit back and think of everything that you should have done.
All the what ifs.
Yeah, it's such a horrible feeling. And one of those people that did pass was very close to you.
Yes.
And he was pretty much a father figure, everyone's father figure. He was just that guy. And that was very surprising. I honestly didn't ever see
that at all.
Coming
yeah.
at all. But yeah, we're speaking on Justin's grandpa. We call him Buelo or Abuelo. And he did pass. He was a great man. He was a community man. Just a good soul. A good soul. And honestly, I'm glad that you got to come back.
Yeah, and spend a little bit of time I had left. Yeah, definitely.
I think
me
that's
too.
That's what's important. He also just, I bet he felt the same way being able to see you, you know? You were always so present for him. How has all of that been? Do you think grieving is harder now or when we were younger? Like, do you think if you lost him in high school versus when you did, what would have been different? What would have been harder?
So I don't think it's a sense of whether it's easier or harder, because at the end of the day, it's always going to be harder for you when you're older because you spend more time with that person. I see it more as, is it affecting me more now than it would have if I was in high school?
Okay.
And honestly, I think it would have affected me more in high school because I wouldn't have had enough as much time with him as I have now. So that's now, like, let's say if it happened in high school, from now in high school is nine years, almost 10 years. That's 9 or 10 years that I wouldn't have had with him. So it would have been harder, and it would have affected my mind more as a growing young adult than it did now. But it still did affect, like, it still will affect you as an adult.
Yeah.
And it still will hurt just as much. But you're an adult already. Like, your mind is already developed. Like, it's gonna take its toll, but as an adult, you should be stronger than you are as a teenager to be able to handle something like that.
Yeah. What do you think are the most important qualities that you took from him?
I will definitely say, I mean, the way my family loves in general is very strong. And I mean, you know it. You sensed it. Like, you see it yourself.
Yeah.
But the way that man loved was just completely different. Like, he loved all of us, knowing that we weren't his blood grandchildren. Like, we were his grandchildren. Like, nobody could tell him otherwise. Like, he loved his children that were his stepchildren, as if they were his own. So, like, He loved us in ways that we would never understand until we are ever in that predicament, in that situation that he was in his life. So I definitely learned that. I don't know, just the way he's carried himself, like, I guess his strength, I feel like I would say I inherit a good amount of. But I wish I knew him a lot more than I did because, you know, there was always a language barrier growing up. So growing up as a child, like, we were always talking to him through my grandmother or through someone else. So I always wish that I knew Spanish a lot better than I do, because then I never had to do, like, you know, translator conversations, or I could always just ask him specific questions about anything that I wanted to. But, you know, at the end of the day, my grandmother always would know pretty much everything that he knew as well.
Yeah. What's your favorite memory with him?
My favorite memory with him.
Or just a good memory with him.
There's so many.
Okay, you can just pick anyone.
So there was this, like, anytime he had this, like, yeah, of course.
That's what it is.
He had this, like, hat. It was, like, a fedora hat. It was so funny. I think it was around, like, Valentine's Day 1 year. I don't remember what year it was. But my grandma was so excited because she had bought these, like, heart-shaped cake pans. So she made all three of us, me, my brother, and my sister, cakes. And they all had different designs. So I took his hat, and, like, I took the picture with my cake as if I was, like, taking a huge bite of it. And, like, he loved that picture. Like, he had it posted up. Like, I don't know. Every memory with him is just a great
memory.
I've
never seen that picture.
Yeah, I have to find it. I'll show you.
Yeah, I've never seen that picture. That sounds good. He was a true, true icon. And when he passed, he was remembered heavily within his community. So that always just goes to show there was a lot of respect. He was our crossing guard.
Yeah, for many years.
He made sure a lot of kids crossed the street safely. Mm-hmm. And that poor man, because not all of us were good kids.
Right.
You guys know, kids sometimes se pasan. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes the disrespect is crazy. But you know what? He showed up. He always did his job, no matter the storm or whatever was going on. And he always was very respectful. And honestly, I've never had a grandparent. So, like, I have grandparents, but on my mom's side, my mom's mom died when she was 5. So, obviously, I never met her. My mom's dad is also not the best dad. He could be worse, but he's just not present, really. So there's that. And then my grandpa on my biological father's side passed a couple years ago. And then my grandma is still alive on his side, and I love her. But living in a different country is just really hard. And there's never a good amount of time that I can fly over there and spend time with her. So
how does that feel, like, growing up without those connections to your grandparents?
It doesn't feel so good. It feels like I grew up with parts of life that matter, parts of life that hold you down. I think I grew up alone a lot with just me and my mom. So when I'm around your family, or when I'm around, who else has big families? Yours and Emily's are probably the only families that I'm around a lot. And everyone's so tight-knit, mm-hmm. you know? Obviously, families bicker sometimes, right. whatever, but barely. But they show up, right? Like, you have the grandparents there, you have the aunts there, you have the cousins there, you have the siblings there, you have the dogs there. Everybody is showing up. Everyone's having a great time. Everyone's evolving and growing through life together. And I think my sister and I just never had that. But I'm so blessed to have the family that I have, the immediate family that I have, because I know that I'm going to say the same thing as you when I give my stepdad, also known as my dad, grandchildren. Like, he's gonna love those little kids as if they were his own. And he loves me and Kayla as if we were his own. So, I don't know. It's really hard. I think as I'm getting older, I think a lot about what was missing in my life. And it's a little sad sometimes. Like, I wish I could go visit my grandma. Or, you know, some people talk about their grandparents, like their grandfathers, so highly, like better than their dads. Yeah. From all across the board, so many people that I've spoken to, they just admire their grandpas. They learned so much from them. They would go to them for anything. And it's like, wow, because growing up, it was really hard just having to go to my mom. Like, I think people don't get that. You can only go to your mom when you're going through so many things in life and you have to go to your mom. But your mom is also so stressed on so much.
Right.
You just don't want to burden her with more shit. So you can just kind of deal with it on your own. And
I feel that.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it, but it definitely was not easy. So I think God really blessed me with everyone he sent to my life post everything I lived through, you know? Because now I have who to call. And if I don't want to be home one day and I want to just get away, I know where I can go. Or I have people not only our age, older people in my life that are in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s that I can go. And
you have your own little family that you chose, like that you have, that you make
have
your own.
I have a chosen family from all shapes and colors and ages. And I love them. So it definitely was hard. Sometimes I do have like little regrets because I can call my grandma and say what's up to her. But it's like, what are we really going to talk about?
Yeah, you guys don't really have a relationship. So it's like, it's the same thing with my father's parents. Like, his dad lived in Puerto Rico my whole life. Like, I probably met him like 5 times. It's like, there's no relationship there.
He passed too, right?
He did recently. Pass. He passed 6 months prior to my abuelo.
I remember
that. And it was very different because, like, obviously, like, my abuelo was there my whole life. My grandfather from my father's side, like I said, I only really seen him 5 times in my life. So, yeah, I was sad. Like, I was sad that I was losing a grandfather, but it didn't hit me the same way that
losing a abuelo. Yeah, it wasn't such a big influence.
Right.
On that. And the other thing is, when you grow, you know, my thing is, the day my mom's dad passes, my grandpa, I have no tears to shed. And I honestly could care less. And I know that sounds horrible, but I don't even know that man's name.
Right.
Like, I know who he is.
I ain't gonna shed tears for someone you don't know.
Yeah. But I'm gonna feel so bad because even though he wasn't the best dad, she definitely will be upset.
All right. At the end of the day, that's her dad.
Yeah. But then me, as one of her biggest support systems, is gonna stand there like, I really don't care.
Well, of course, but you still gotta be there for your mom, of course. But I think that's where it kind of like works out. Whereas instead of having you both like being broken down and like grieving, you're not really gonna be as broken down or grieving as she is. So you're gonna be able to be strong and be there for her to support her in that time when it comes.
Yeah. I definitely will support her through any loss that she has. I just think I've grown to be a little dry when it, you know, I'm emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm definitely emotional. But when it comes to death, I think when you love someone and when you have memories with a person, you're already putting yourself in a vulnerable place to feel that loss at the end because we're not all here forever.
Right.
It's like, for example, if you were to pass tomorrow, I would be distraught. But then there's a part of me that's like, that was so out of my control. Like, why break crazy when I know I have to keep going?
Yeah.
You know? It just, it sucks. It sucks. Death is not something I'm comfortable with. I think it's really weird how people pass and we just keep pushing because we have to keep pushing. We have lives to live. And then as time goes, you just, you don't forget the person, but it's just less.
Yeah, it hurts less and less every
day. Yeah. It's just weird. Like, why is that the exit chosen?
Right.
You know, why does it have to be death? Why couldn't we just all be vampires?
Yeah, I wish.
And just live forever.
Are you scared to die?
Okay, so not to get crazy dark, but I've been so suicidal. Not now. Not present moment. Okay.
Thinking of the past.
Yeah, the past. I've had very suicidal moments where in that moment I'm not afraid of death, but outside of suicidal moments, I was afraid of death.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as a 27-year-old me that I am now, I kind of think of death as it's just life, you know? So because it's just life, I'm going to make sure that I'm living the way I
right.
want to and doing what I want to because my life is not guaranteed. But there's always that thought in the back of my head when I think about the Earth exploding and all humanity just being wiped across all freaking galaxies, that I say, we will never be in Earth again. And then I freak out.
Oh my God, that was so extra.
But it's true because this is it. This is it, guys. This is all yeah. we get. This one
life. This is the one lifetime we
yes.
get.
Yes. And now if you're religious, spiritual, whatever you want to refer to it as, you know, there's the thing they teach us, eternal life. Okay, so we die here, we live in heaven. Okay, cool. That's not guaranteed to me yet.
Right.
Okay, I have not seen that.
Mm.
So as a person with just logic and just going with what she has in front of her, after I die here, that's it for me on Earth.
Right.
Me as a person you guys have all grown to know, like, that's it. We'll never be here again. Now, what happens after that with God, I guess we'll just all have to find
right.
out.
Ain't nobody going to know until you find out.
Nobody has came down to tell
right. us. Right.
So yeah, that's how I feel. Are you afraid to die?
I don't think I'm afraid to die. I think I might be more afraid of how I'm going to die. Like, I don't want to suffer.
Yeah.
If I could just go in my sleep, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, some people unfortunately get diagnosed with cancer. Some people get this. Some people get that. Some people get hit by a bus and next thing you know, they just blink and they're gone.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of bad ways to go out. I wouldn't say I'm afraid to die, but I think what I'm most afraid is how it would affect the people that I leave behind.
Yes.
I think that's what I'm more afraid of than dying itself. Because, like, if I were to die before my mother, per se, like, that would destroy her. Like, any mother would destroy losing a child. Right, right. Like, family, friends, like, the family I created for myself is everybody going to be hit hard.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Like,
yeah, that is not a day I look forward to. And hopefully that's very far away.
Very, very far away.
Something I never lived through. Because, I don't know, sometimes I am so grateful that I haven't lost a friend. Like, a friend family.
Right.
A family friend. A family friend. A friend family. What is that?
Family.
Family? Yeah, I haven't lost a family, and I don't want to.
I mean, there's people out there that have lost many friends and many people that they would have say that they're part of their own family that they've chosen, and I personally haven't either, and I don't know what that would feel like.
I don't know either, but I definitely have felt the fear coming over me with Jackie going through cancer. And, you know, there's moments that we've had where she'll, like, say her goodbyes and just kind of let me know, like, hey, I don't know if I'll be here forever. So if not, you know, you got to keep doing this and don't forget like this, that, and the third. And I'm just sit there and listen to her like,
we're really having this conversation.
Yeah, like you're actually killing me, but you're actually so right because
that's true.
You have this disease that you're fighting so hard to fight. And in lighter news, my good friend is fighting the fight, but doing good.
That's good.
So I'm very happy for her, but you know, it's an endless, just daily fight.
Facts.
So that has gotten me close to the feeling because I've thought about it and I thought about the impact that that would have on me. And it's not easy. It's not easy even just going through this. You know, it's your friend comes and tells you that they have this horrible sickness that we all do not like.
Right.
And then you just have to hope for the best.
Really, there's nothing you can do to make that any better or help in any way.
So I just, you know, whenever she's available and she wants to do something, we just get it done. We have the time of our lives.
And honestly, that's all you really can do.
Yeah. She always says, she's like, it's not about anything else with you. It's just your company.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I want, just your company. Because there's been times where Jackie will treat me, like, big time, you know? Like, she flew me out to Seattle.
Right.
And I will go back and forth with her all day. Jack, no. Like, that's not right. I should be paying for this. Like, how about let's go on a different week where, you know, I didn't just pay all these bills. And she will not budge. And she's like, I don't care.
It's because she's making that nurse's money now.
She's like, I don't care. You're coming. I need you here. And I'm like, who are you? And
that's awesome.
When did you come into my life? Why are you like the best person ever who does that, you know? But yeah, that's about it on that. And I just hope that we all continue to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If God forbid that day comes for any one of us, at least we've lived.
Yep.
We sure have.
That's why you just gotta live your life the way you have to live it. Like, your life is yours only. Like, don't live your life based off of what your parents say, based off of what your friends say. Like, do what you want to do. Live it how you want to live it.
Yeah.
Because there's only one person living your life, and that's you.
Yeah. And when that moment comes right before the end of the film, you don't want to sit there and think about, I should have done this.
Right. Everything that you could have done.
Honestly, I'm not afraid of death. I'm afraid of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Having regrets right before you go and knowing you cannot do it again. Like, I don't know if I can do what I, like, let's say, for example, I didn't go to the gym today. Okay, I'll go tomorrow. But I die tomorrow morning and I don't make it to the gym. You know, it's not guaranteed, but that's the scary feeling in it. Like, you have to just do what you got to do. Do it for you and do it now.
Right.
Like, just stop. Like, I could have been started this podcast.
Well, yeah, I've been here for 3 hours.
Okay, not like that. In general, as a whole. And to be fair, we went out to eat, so I don't know why he's complaining.
No complaints at all.
I literally was yawning nonstop before, when he first got here. And I told him, I cannot record this way. I need to eat or else it's going to be horrible. And look, I woke up.
Good. And now I'm the one that wants to sleep.
Yeah, not the itis.
Nah, but you def could have started this podcast a long time because you've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah,
but I mean, but you had to get your equipment, obviously, and you got that all in increments. So we can't do this without that.
No, can't do this without that.
And you just got to be mentally ready for it, you know? Yeah. You weren't ready for it before.
I wasn't ready. And, you know, I think sometimes people ask me why I haven't launched the podcast as a video. And the truth is, I can. But it took a while to figure out how I can. I'm new to all of this and I don't really have anyone around me who's doing it. So I go based off whatever I see or whatever I can research. But nothing beats just meeting someone that will tell you, hey, you have a podcast?
Right.
Hey, I can do that. You need some help? Ask me anything you want. So, I met this guy and he does podcasts. I think he edits or he directs podcasts for this company, something like that. But he found out about mine and he asked me why it's not a video podcast. And number one, I just want to say that me in my skin 2, 3 months ago is not me who I am right now. And I just didn't want to be on the camera. You know, when you're not confident within yourself, that shows through the video. And I just did not want to watch that because I already watch it every day. So I didn't want to watch that. And now I'm starting to get a lot more comfortable in front of the camera. Second, I finally found out that all I had to do was connect an aux cord to this sound machine so that the audio that we are speaking in right now
Would
goes
be,
directly
yeah,
into the
caught.
video.
Right.
Another
Interesting.
thing, yeah, I didn't know that. And
Just
it's
gotta get you a
so,
long aux cord then.
yeah,
And
exactly.
I guess a camera.
That's what I said when, oh my gosh, what was I gonna say? When I was thinking about the search on Amazon for it, in my head, I literally said it was super long aux cord cable because it would have to be so long.
Be like 10 feet.
Yeah. And he just like explained to me the whole thing because I said my audio is going from my mics into my sound machine and then I upload it onto the computer. Then the video is completely separate. So how do
Right.
I put them
That,
together?
yeah.
Anywho, I finally figured it out, guys. So
It's not that hard.
very shortly, I will. Jackie is just a great friend once again, and she wasn't using her camera. So she gave me this camera to use with no deadline, I guess. She just said, use this for now, and I will let you know when I need it.
Right.
But until you have your own camera, just use this. So, okay, who does that? This is like almost a $2,000-$3,000 camera.
Right. Shout out Jackie.
Yeah, shout out Jackie for real. And yeah, so that's it. The other thing is I think the SD card has limits to
Oh,
it
yeah.
in terms of recording time because it'll shut off after 30 minutes. But the
Okay.
podcast is a little over an hour.
Right.
So I have to figure out if it's the SD card or it's a setting on the camera. I'm a one-man team here. So we're learning. My hope is that in the near future, I get signed and I have a team and it's a production and it'll be so fire. But for now, we're enjoying this, you know? It's a vibe. But that's pretty much it for today. We're gonna start closing out today's episode. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time. I love talking. We all know that
Justin does like talking. He gets that from his mama.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And it's crazy because when she wants to talk to him, he gets to a point where he wants to leave. But then I'm like, you're literally the same person. Like, you will yap,
It's
yap,
so
yap.
funny. Mateen just said that the other day too.
Really?
Because I came home from work and I was on the phone with my mom and like I was in the background, like, oh my gosh, she talks so much, like without her knowing. And then we hang up, and it's an hour at later. And Mateen is just like, you said you guys were gonna hang up like three times, but like you continue talking yourself too. So it's like,
Yeah,
you do it yourself as well. You
exactly.
know it.
You're just horrible.
I like talking, it's all right.
Talking is fun, and we need to bring talking back. People don't talk enough, and that is a problem. Okay. I think whenever someone says that person talks too much, you should be grateful that there are
Facts.
humans that are still talking
And
because.
honestly, like in times that like when work is boring, like talking kills so much time.
It
You start
does.
a conversation, next thing you know, it's an hour later. Look, the podcast is already over, and I gotta stop talking now.
Just off the mic. I've been on the mic. But yeah, that's literally how it is. Talking takes so much time and it's fun, you
You
know?
get to, I love learning about new people,
Yeah,
the
just having
differences in everyone's
conversation.
mentalities and minds and just their mindsets in general. Like
Yeah.
people are interesting.
People are interesting and it's our own kind, so why don't we want to get to know it? So I appreciate you for taking the drive and coming here to do this on your first day off in a while. Justin is actually leaving to Europe next week, y'all.
That I am.
So,
well, 2 weeks.
You want to tell us where you're going?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm going to Ireland, to Spain, then to France, and to the Netherlands, to Switzerland, and then to England, and then back to home.
Wow.
All in a 13-day time frame.
Yep.
It's exciting.
That is exciting. I'm so freaking excited for you.
Me too. It's my first time out of the country, so it's a very different experience.
I'm definitely going to text you, but if you have not seen our fridge downstairs, we have a collection of really cool magnets.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Just saying.
One magnet.
I'm not requesting one from each country because some of them are expensive. But if there's one that I really want on the fridge, it's England.
Okay.
And I got you.
I probably would have gotten you Switzerland regardless.
Oh, yeah. Like those?
I think I'm most excited for Switzerland, honestly. Because they're just...
You should be excited
for them. I'm excited for all of them, yes. But Switzerland has, like, the scenery that I really want to see.
Yes. Like nothing that we've seen here, ever.
Right. Snow-capped mountains, like... crazy waterfalls. Oh, I'm so excited for
that. I will actually start crying because there is nothing like those nature sceneries outside of this that what we grew up on.
Yeah.
And the only snow-capped mountains that I've seen was when I went to Seattle.
Oh,
and
right.
I finally saw them.
Yeah.
And I was crying. I literally have mountains tatted on me, so that was just wow. But Switzerland is a different beast. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
And apparently the chocolate there is amazing. So
yes
I'm excited for that too.
You don't have to bring that back, but hey,
it fits.
Switzerland, it has always been on my top. Everything else, you're going to have a great time. I have friends that just went to Ireland and all of that. Honestly, anywhere outside of New Jersey,
right,
it's going to be a great time.
That part.
This is his first time traveling internationally like this. I think Justin's only been to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. And that was like twice in my life and once when I was a child. So I don't remember it.
So he is now 27, stamping that passport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He has worked hard. And he's going with perfect company.
Yep.
So this is just exactly how it needed to happen. I can't wait to see all the pictures. I can't wait to hear about your long flight over there. But yeah, it'll definitely be fun. Thank you for coming. I love you. And I hope to do these more with you.
Yes.
I can't wait for our sleepover next weekend.
Facts. That's going to be fun.
Yes. So I hope you guys enjoyed. To all my wonderful listeners, this is honestly just the best part of my life. I love doing this. I love sitting back and editing it and sharing it with you guys. I love sharing my special people with you guys. So have a great week. Enjoy. Make good decisions. Remember, if you want to move out of state,
do it.
Do it.
Close your eyes and do it.
And live for
yourself.
Yup.
I was going to say today.
Live for you. Move out of state. Love those around you.
And just spend do time. What you want to do.
Yes.
It's your life. Live it the way you want to live it.
Exactly. And we're rooting for you. And we hope that you're rooting for us. So thank you so much. And we're going to say bye.
Bye, everybody. Catch you in the next 10 episodes.
Yes, episode 20. Bye, everyone.
Bye.